like open doors. Leading you down into my core. Oh, I've become so numb. Without a soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold. Until you find it there and make it back home.
Good afternoon and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, July 1st, 2012 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Independence Day is right around the corner, obviously. A lot of folks think of it as July 4th. It should be thought of as Independence Day, and it's an opportunity for us to reflect and maybe take a little litmus test and ask ourselves, you know, are we really free? Is this really the land of the free and the home of the brave? If you detect cynicism and skepticism in my voice, you are probably accurate. Your suspicions are well-placed, well-founded. After thousands of hours of research, my conjecture and assertion is that nothing could be further from the truth. I like the words of Harriet Tubman to go along with Goethe's words. A lot of folks quote Goethe these days, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, who said, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free." But I like what Harriet Tubman said that is akin to that statement. You know, the way that we learn history today, in Harriet Tubman's era, you would think that everyone in that era that was a slave understood they were enslaved. And yet Harriet Tubman said, "I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they had known they were slaves." How is that possible, the way that we learn history today? And yet I believe we live in a very cleverly constructed, contrived panopticon, if you will. It's something that we have created ourselves, which is ironic, isn't it? It's very tragic. If you're not familiar with the concept of the panopticon, look up Jeremy Bentham's work regarding the panopticon. Maybe we'll come back to that later, but it is a self-constructed, self-maintained prison. It's fascinating. You know, the technology that we come to rely on and so much more around us, is really the devil's way of controlling us all. So I hate to be a rainy cloud or a wet blanket, but I believe that, it's time for deep introspection in America and beyond. And so today what we'll do is perhaps build on the reflection I mentioned last week, during last week's broadcast, and the contrivance of our involvement in the Middle East and things like that. So what we'll do is we'll jump in the Wayback Machine. It seems like a million years ago, but we'll go back to an article that I wrote back in September of 2009. Had this nation and our freedom. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back. Once again, during this Road Warrior Radio broadcast, we're going to kind of take stock of where we are in America. I'm going to look back at a piece that I wrote back in 2009. We'll reflect on that. Are we free? Is this, you know, what is happening? I've tried to bring lots of information, especially over the last year or 2 years that I don't think you're really hearing anywhere else. One of those things that I continually try to encourage folks to reflect on and maybe do their own investigation on is a thing I call the glasnost effect. And if you remember or if you research, glasnost and perestroika goes along with it. I think it's probably apropos to point to glasnost and perestroika, particularly because if you look at G. Edward Griffin's research, you read his I believe it's 5-part series titled The Chasm, and you start to understand what was happening back during the Reese Committee investigation and reaching back to the turn of the 20th century, what the nonprofit foundations were doing, the big foundations, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and so forth, with their grant-making powers. What were they doing? And what did the Reese Committee definitively uncover and prove conclusively, without a doubt? you understand the words of the Ford Foundation, newly appointed Ford Foundation President Rowan Gaither to Reese Committee Director of Research Norman Dodd, when Gaither intimated to Norman Dodd that the Ford Foundation operates on directives that issue from the White House, the substance of which, and I'm paraphrasing in the interest of time, the substance of which is to create so alter life in America as to create a comfortable merger between the United States and the Soviet Union. What? Who knows about this? And, of course, we know that folks like Charlotte Iserby have done a lot of work to bring this information to light. Charlotte Iserby's firsthand account of being involved in the Department of Education during the Reagan era, seeing the Soviet school-to-work model being imported as she was falsely being told that it was the other way around. Well, we're exporting freedom. We're exporting democracy. I went through that last week and what that really means. We've seen this. So I think it's apropos to point to Glasnost in the, you know, as we reflect on Rowan Gaither's words, for example, to Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, investigating the nonprofit foundations and their grant-making powers, what they were doing, and that this situation has actually been unfolding unbeknownst to the average citizen, if you will. And if you look at what happened and Glasnost's role in the collapse of the Soviet Union, it's interesting. I always point to the Wikipedia entry. It's still there right now. Glasnost translated to English means a call for increased openness or transparency. Does that sound familiar? And, of course, we think it's a good thing. We need to expose government corruption. We need to shed light on all of the evil that's being done. And sure, there is some merit to that. That is meritorious as long as maybe there isn't something planned behind that, that isn't a surreptitious means of creating a reaction to offer a solution, if you know where I'm going with that, what most folks consider the recipe or the model for the Hegelian dialectical synthesis here, you know, the cause and effect, the thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, or the problem, reaction, solution. Really, though, and by the way, Hegel was not a proponent or an advocate of the Hegelian dialectic. It's just attributed to him, much like Calvin wasn't a Calvinist and so on and so on. This is how this works, though. Bad guys come along. And anyway, it's interesting that, you know, the Hegelian dialectic should really be thought of as goal setting or planning. What is the plan? What is our goal? What do we want to accomplish? And then they set about formulating a plan to create some kind of a problem that will create a surreptitious reaction. Then they can offer their solution, which was really the goal in the first place, if that makes sense. And it's very effective. You know, look at the work that the Rand Corporation has done with game theory, for example. We've talked about the iterative prisoner's dilemma, for example. And if you watch some of these television shows these days, Crime Scene Investigation, CSI, and all of these other, you know, intelligence-related forensics type of TV dramas, you'll see a lot of this the iterative prisoner's dilemma involved. You'll see this game theory play out constantly. We're just immersed in this, and it's part of acclimation and anesthetization to it, and we're watching this theatrical script play out in our lives before our very eyes. It's fascinating. But back to the point of Glasnost, and why is it important to mention here? Because Glasnost, again, translated to English, means openness and transparency, which we've heard a lot, especially during the Obama administration, have we not? Open this, open that. Everything is open now. You know, open government, open data, all of these initiatives, they're everywhere. Really reaches back to 2004 and the OSINT initiative I've talked about, open source intelligence initiative. Really, again, back to the Panopticon concept, getting us all to build our own prison and spy on ourselves. But that's discussion for a different broadcast and one that we've already covered. Anyway, glasnost, in particular, if you look at the Wikipedia entry, as I always like to mention, under areas of concern, the glasnost Wikipedia entry says this. In the late 1980s, the Soviet government came under increased criticism, as did Leninist ideology, which Gorbachev had attempted to preserve as a foundation for reform, which is particularly interesting, is it not? And members of the Soviet population were more outspoken in their view that the Soviet government had become a failure. Now, do we hear this kind of rumbling in America? Remember, you go back to the 70s, like 74, the Rockefeller family trying to fund the rewriting or the recreation of the Constitution. We're just gonna, you know, the old-fashioned frontal assault, as Richard N. Gardner put it in the Hard Road to World Order, published in 74 also. But they started working on this end run, as Richard Gardner put it in his piece, The Hard Road to World Order. Right? No more frontal assault. End run. We're going to erode it piece by piece, as Gardner said, and it's going to look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to quote William James. And as I've said before, anyone that quotes William James, you just stamp a big old red label of bad guy on his forehead. No one that is a good guy, so to speak, ever quotes William James on his own. It's like quoting the devil himself. Well, you know, the devil says, you might as well just kind of make that connection. The two are synonymous in your mind. Anytime you hear someone, and it happens quite frequently, I've mentioned a few in the recent past, but anytime you hear somebody quote William James, oh my goodness, be suspicious of that guy. Anyone who idolizes and wants to emulate the ideology of William James, old school bad guy, hardcore probably. So back to the glasnost entry. Glasnost, so the Soviet people became more outspoken in their view that the Soviet government had become a failure. We're hearing that rumbling, that groundswell more and more in America. Are we not? Openness and transparency. Government's a failure, blah, 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 blah. But here is the key. Listen to this. Glasnost did indeed provide freedom of expression far beyond what Gorbachev intended, and changed citizens' views toward the government, which played a key role in the dissolution of the Soviet Union. And I submit to you, what we're seeing play out before our very eyes is that as we seem to be coming an enlightened phase in America, and as we seem to be more intelligent and informed and articulate on the state of the Union and our current position in it, I submit to you that actually what's happening here in America is the same glasnost scenario, and that we will see, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think we'll see history play out the same thing. Glasnost in America, openness and transparency will indeed provide freedom of expression far beyond what folks like Obama, for example, will insert there, had intended. Changing citizens' views toward the government, which will play a key role in the dissolution and collapse of our current way of life, our current governmental structure. And again, I hope I'm wrong. But Where is the evidence to the contrary? It seems to be moving in that direction, and the dark overlords of control that steer the media and so forth. Man, they're shaping a situation that looks eerily similar, in my opinion. So that's that. Again, we're going to go to the piece I wrote. When we come back, we'll go to the phones real quick first, and then we'll go to that piece as we reflect on liberty and freedom in America. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Part Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio. We're kind of reflecting on the state of the union, so to speak, in our condition of liberty and freedom and where we find ourselves today. As I asked at the outset of the broadcast, is this really still, parenthetically, the land of the free and the home of the brave, as we have been conditioned to believe in America? And of course, I asked that question rhetorically and with a bit of cynicism, if you will. So I want to go to the phones, and then we'll go back to a piece that I wrote back in 2009 that I think is probably fitting for this broadcast. So let's go to the phones real quick and grab Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Hey, thank you for sneaking me in. I've been kind of busy lately. You know, Chris, as I reflect, not even this force, I reflect of what I see, what's going on in the world today. And I think the biggest thing as we go on word from today and onward is being prepared. When I look in the world today, I see a lot of people living in fear in America. I see a lot of people monetary bias. They say, oh, it can't happen here. Well, Chris, it is happening in our country. The middle class has been wiped out. the housing is in just historically collapsed. And I'll stay with you, brother. But what I'm trying to say is, as these days go upon us, and I'm a spiritual man, I'm not going to preach to you. I know what the good old Bible says. I think people better wake up and get prepared for survival. And that number one is my list is to have the good Lord. Number two is water. Number three is food. And the fourth one is guns and ammunition. I would like to talk about Kinko the clown coming into town and all the gathering, but we have to speak the truth. As I see this fall coming, Chris, and I'll let you get off here and let you go on, what I see is that what I just spoke about. We are drying up in the middle of the country right now. We can't even burn fires. But I see a powder keg in the Middle East, another thing people better get prepared for, that is ready to blow if you follow Turkey, Syria, Russia, and all that. And I also am predicting this year, as I look at and see where the dollar is gone, I see an economic world collapse, not just America. But we're seeing the situation with Europe and us. So as we reflect this 4th of July that's coming, and I say this to the Americans and around the world, you got to put the good Lord first in your soul and get that willpower and understand that we are under what Andrew Jackson spoke about. He said, if you guys, we the people are under tyranny, we must stand up. And I'll just end it with that, Chris. I appreciate you taking my call. And if you wanted to comment, that's your choice. But thank you, and have a peaceful day ahead of you.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your sentiment and your remarks. I appreciate your list. I might throw in a few things. I think maybe Independence Day would be a better reflection. We know that it is celebrated on the 4th, but I'd like to refer to it as Independence Day. And I think being prepared is absolutely essential. I think it's important to have your list. I like your list, Scott. I think number one should be number one in everyone's lives. I agree. The one thing that I'm curious about in that list, and this gets back to basically where I'm going with the glasnost and so forth, is the retreat. And I'm not talking about you personally. I wish that folks, you know, you mentioned Andrew Jackson, and I'll tell you what, if there was anyone who didn't have reverse, so to speak, it was definitely Jackson, and I think in a good way. I think that maybe we should be more willing to press forward in the same fashion that Jackson did, but not as a brutish mob, not as a lynch mob in the night, and I'm not saying that you were saying that. These are my words, obviously, but that's the challenge with glasnost. You get a lynch mob excited, you get them all stirred up, and then they run out with pitchforks and torches in the night, and you know, lynch someone, they hang someone at night, and then morning comes, and oh my goodness, the light of morning shows that we hung an innocent man, and in this case. With the glasnost scenario in view, we're hanging ourselves, so to speak, which is a dangerous thing. So not as a brutish mob, but as a very well-informed, articulate, but very, very prepared and very assertive, bunch. I think, you know, that is a scenario that I'd like to see. It's interesting. You mentioned the middle class and the decimation of the middle class. We know that one of the ways that Barack Obama got elected or tapped, I would say, is a better way to say that, is because of his focus on the middle class. And I always think of Huckabee's words back in 2008 during his presidential campaign, and he had some interesting things to say. I'd like to give you that when we come back, and then we'll go back to the phones and hopefully get to the piece in time. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Remarks back to the phones, and then back to the article I originally intended to get to. It's interesting in Scott's remarks, and thanks again for calling, Scott. You know, he mentioned we can't start a fire. We're supposed to be celebrating Independence Day, and John Adams, for one, said that it should always be celebrated with fireworks. I'm paraphrasing. But it's interesting. You can't start a fire, as Scott mentioned, but we have wildfires that are raging across the country in states like Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico, and Colorado, for instance, that are so bad that they can literally be seen from space. There have been news articles published about that, and it's crazy. I think that's not by accident, by any means. And it's interesting that most of those fires are in kind of the Rocky Mountain corridor area. And if you go back to the Y2Y initiative, the Yukon to Yellowstone initiative, that 600,000 square mile land grab that keeps sort of failing but pressing on, it fits that footprint, which I don't think is coincidence. Anyway, what I wanted to mention about the middle class was Mike Huckabee's remarks during his speech on foreign policy. This was on his presidential campaign junket during the 2008 election cycle, presidential election. And Huckabee said this, and I always come back to these words. It's interesting. Basically, my assertion is he was prostrating himself for the job of presidency. He wanted to be tapped, obviously, and he was letting the dark overlords know that, yes, I do know how this works and what needs to happen next. But Huckabee said, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate, as I believe most people in America are today, functionally illiterate, incapable of creating or forming their own original thought or you know, formulating a thought, being able to work through something on their own. But that is by design. It's not any fault of their own. And I certainly felt like that not too long ago. It took a small number of intellectuals, Huckabee said, to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark. The underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. And we've seen the firewall blown out, decimated in America, as Scott pointed out. So now what we have is fuel and spark. And the tinderbox is heating up, if you will. It's not good. It's scary. And Glasnost, I think, is gas on a very, very dry tinderbox right now. And these sparks are just kind of flying all around the tinderbox. It's dangerous in America, intellectually speaking. And I hope the lynch mob doesn't hang itself. So it's interesting, speaking of Glasnost, that, you know, the word Glasnost was kind of foreign to the Russian people, and yet it was a word that had existed for centuries. That was the assertion. And we see the same kind of thing with openness and transparency here. We kind of think of them differently, but as is the case typically, all of a sudden these words are foisted upon us and they're floated around in common vernacular and we get used to them. We're anesthetized and acclimated and we come to accept them. It's a very strange thing that we see happening. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Vicky in Idaho. Vicky, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Always a pleasure.
It's very astute of you to recognize that what's going on here in this country is the same thing that happened in the Soviet Union. When they broke up the Soviet Union, they renamed their organization to the Independent States of the Commonwealth. And that's exactly what is being done to our country. And I've even heard, I'm not talking about you, but I've heard other radio talk show hosts on the alternate media begin to float out the ideas of breaking up the United States. And if, when you understand the global management system, then you understand that this is all by design.
Right.
Because what they're doing is breaking it up into management units.
Right, pockets of about 20 million people each, right?
I don't know what the breakout is, but that would seem about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and had I known that Huckabee, you know, was that kind of a thinker, I probably would have voted for the guy. because he's just right spot on. You know, and when you analyze what's going on in our country, it's like you've got to loop down through and then come back up, because they really have tied a Gordian knot, and you have to have the capability to actually untie it, you know, to see how this is all working. And I guess it's true. Most people just don't have the capability for that kind of I don't even know what kind of thinking it is, but for whatever the kind of thinking it is, I don't think most people have that capability.
I don't either, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I literally remember not long ago looking at reports. There was one in particular by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. I was reading it, and I just could feel that there was something in there that was screaming to me that was should have been painfully obvious, and I should have been able to come to some conclusion. And I literally remember thinking, why I can't think? Why can't I think? What's wrong with me? And it was a frightening realization. And,
well, I'm sure at some point in time in the future, you'll pick up some little piece of information and the whole picture will roll out before you, whatever it is. Because I can't even tell you how many times I've read something a few years before and then I loop back around and read it again and I go, oh my God, you know, how did I miss this?
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of, you know, how much of a base of knowledge do you have on something, you know, to then be able to tie this thread to that and this to that, you know, for the bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks that aren't familiar with you, Vicki, probably should be. And so do you mind throwing out where people can find out about your homework?
Yeah, all my homework is on www.channelingreality.com. And what it is that I've been sorting through all of this stuff and trying to build a coherent picture. It's not in chronological order, unfortunately, but there is a lot on my website, you know, that I think explains a lot.
And no doubt about it. And everyone should go check it out.
I just wanted to validate what you were saying. You know, that is the plan. I'm positive of it. The plan is to break up the United States.
Mm-hmm. And it's a surreptitious, you know, situation where we see, oh, problem, my goodness, reaction. Ah, it's a failed state. What are we going to do? And like you said, you know, break it up. It's already done. Folks that don't know, I mean, you can go back to the Nixon era most recently and see that, you know, the 10 regions that DHS operates now are not new. And that concept is really kind of what we're talking about. You know, those 10 regions represent the 20 million or so people in the pockets throughout what is thought of right now as the continental United States. So,
yeah. Well, here's a little factoid for you. Actually, it was Carnegie Foundation that divided up the U.S. into regions to start with when they first started distributing their international propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have a little map, you know, that Carnegie produced of the United States broken up into regions, and that's how they distributed their propaganda. So,
and that's on your site, isn't it? I think I've seen it there.
It's on the other website, the new website that I'm doing.
Have I seen that?
Trying to put it into chronological order. It's called The Technocratic Tyranny.
Okay.
I'm just working on it. I haven't finished that
okay.
yet. Hopefully, though, someday it'll be in chronological order.
Okay.
So, you know, you can figure all this out chronologically.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
I'll let you get back to it then.
That's great information.
Okay, thank you,
Chris. All right, thanks, Vicki. Thanks for calling. You bet. One of the other things that I'd like to mention, you know, speaking of all of this, is I think a really good link to Jackie Petru's site over at sweetliberty.org. I'll throw a link in the archives for that, too. I'll throw a link to Vicki's site in as well. But and I suppose I'll throw in the reference to the Huckabee speech back in 2008. But on sweetliberty.org, you can read a piece that Vicki titled Regional Governance, subtitled Norman Dodd Testimony on Regionalism. And this kind of explains more of this. what Vicki and I were just kind of talking about and give you some insight on that subject matter. So it's kind of interesting. And also, you know, what I was talking about at the outset, the dialogue between Norman Dodd and Rowan Gaither and so forth. So that's a very informative and enlightening piece as well. So let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Tom in Brooklyn. Tom, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi there.
Codependence Day is coming up. I got a warning for everybody. Okay? Here's my warning.
What day is coming up?
Huh?
What day is coming up, did you say?
Codependence Day, I call it, because, you know, everybody had become codependent on the government. You can't do this or that without any type of licensing.
Right.
But my dad was real smart. Right. And he was an intelligence in the military. And he told me something a long time ago.
Okay.
And now it rings truer than it ever did before. He used to let me play with fireworks, but only the ones that were manufactured in Toledo, Ohio. And I said, Daddy, why can't I play with the ones from China like the other kids are playing with? He says, because they put chemical irritants in the powder.
Interesting.
Now, that's bioterrorism.
Interesting.
And basically, after the 4th of July, you could be tested for a higher degree of lead. How do you like that?
Interesting.
Yeah, well, that was what my dad told me, and he said that they purposely do that. So if anybody wants to make a little bit of noise, you know, they call for fireworks. Remington is a good way to make a little noise. You know, Remington. Federal is a good way to make a little bit of noise, and it burns a lot cleaner. So everybody remember, the blood running out of that hamburger is the blood of your ancestors. I can't express it in words.
Appreciate that, Tom.
Bye.
Thanks. All right. Let's jump back to the phones real quick. Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's grab Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Hello, Chris, and what a very evocative discussion you're having today. First, if I can speak to your...
Hopefully, we are...
Break time. Yes, I was going to talk about Colorado a little bit. One, they have a new constituent ingredient of the chemtrails called TMA. That's trimethyl aluminum. And what it does is it's a combustant. And if it's being precipitated across the areas where these extreme out of the ordinary fires are occurring, that could be a causal effect.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And I would observe that Vicki's observations about the Gordian knot is to tie two pieces of disparaging parts together, and there is another method of removing it besides untying it, and that is to sever the knot and sever the two disparaging parts, the bad from the good or the evil from the light. Also, you were speaking about the Hegel, who was a technocrat, and the demoniacs that were the technocrats also included Freud, H.G. Wells, likely Madame Blavatsky was probably hanging around that group, and a few other of the NCs. Also, Margaret Singer, the eugenicist, the good buddy friend of Bill Gates, the now owner of Monsanto, or Monsatan, his father was a very close friend. And the eugenicist Margaret Singer of the Negro Project. Mm-hmm. And even Reagan, as you were speaking to the Russian connection, was very tight with the Russians and made a very insidious visit to Russia. And our new selected representative that nobody wanted by the voting manipulations of Mitt Romney, Obama light, if you will, Tex Mars' site, texmars.com, has a very interesting expose of his Bain associations and how he got there at the behest of Orit Gadyesh, who is a Hebrew U graduate, summa cum laude, also Harvard Business School, and happens to be about number two or three in Mossad, and a extreme Zionist. And the fact that the Zionists seem to precipitate much of this is just really problematic. They're the ones who have, of course, we have the scanners in the airports. We now have the drones in the neighborhoods flying over America. There is absolutely an insidious scheme to take this country over that is being precipitated. Of course, it is a Trojan horse. It doesn't open openly, although it is appearing very open, as all the agencies of government, the BLM, the Forest Service, EPA, and go on, every one of them is attacking America as a military force.
It's interesting, you know, just by going to the DHS Forest Service and Fire site, you can see that. I'll want to mention that and something else in regard to your remarks when we come back. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with more right after this short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast. We have Chris in Las Vegas on the line. And Chris, you you made some remarks, very, very fitting. I wanted to mention that, speaking of the fires, you go to the, and all of these agencies that are used, that are, I would call squibs, basically, in the controlled demolition of America, all kind of centering around DHS, our new government. If folks go to usfa.fema.gov, the U.S. Fire Administration, again, part of FEMA, part of DHS, their little slogan is U.S. Fire Administration working for a fire-safe America. Might as well be burning America down one incendiary episode at a time, kind of like the CDC, Center for Disease Control, not eradication or anything like that, which has been modified of late, but still, same thing. It's tragic.
Well, you know that the enviro-terrorist climate manipulators have a new toy / weapon of mass destruction that they're playing with in the X-37B ionospheric vehicle, which possesses what they term the God Bolt. I would allege Pagan God Bolt, which is a focused high-energy laser weapon to precipitate volcanic or other earthquake-type events. And what a great target they have available if they chose to deploy on the 4th of July in the super mega volcano of Yellowstone.
Yeah, and that kind of technology is old. It dates back to Tesla, and that's something that anybody can find out on their own. It's interesting that the coterie of folks that are kind of driving where the internet and technology is going these days. I've talked about some of them, guys like Sean Parker and Peter Thiel and what's the other guy that I'm thinking of? Reid Hoffman, for example. Reid Hoffman was involved in the recreation of Tesla and Tesla Motors. And anybody that does their own homework can find out that Tesla drove an electric car 100 years ago, and this isn't new technology.
Of course, Tesla's high-energy microwave array that is put up there in the Alaska and on floating barges called the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, HARP, is a very instrumental part of this war to destroy America. And it incorporates all aspects of both the chemtrails, the X-37B, the earthquake activity, and the climate manipulations, and using weather as a weapon to create drought or flood or other extreme weather events. And, of course, they're creating climate exchange where they can take...
Senator Claiborne Pell mentioned that, actually.
Well, yeah, they can bet on the outcome when they know the results.
Senator Claiborne Pell mentioned that during Congress.
Well, I hadn't heard it, but thinking minds come to the same.
We're out of time. I appreciate your call, Chris. Thanks for the information. Very insightful. One of the things that I wanted to mention also, in addition to your remarks, you mentioned Freud and some of the other guys in the psychological community. Like I mentioned,